Okay, I'm going to open up the line in a couple seconds here, but a couple quick announcements for what's coming up next. Next Saturday, last Saturday, I kind of, I didn't do a boo-boo. I just simply could have done a better job at it. The waterfall, we've had it now for, what is that? We're going on 4 months exactly. Nikan introduced it October 15th, so you've got November, December, January, now February. 4 months that we've had it. This is a tipping point, if I could use that word, that phrase, of being able to really ramp up, because we have now gone through the testing phase of out there in the field, the little bugs, the little quirks that we may have had with it, which there weren't very many. But that being said, we are at a point now where we can really, really launch this. So next Saturday, I've asked a few people to join me just with a kind of a live discussion. None of them are experts, and I'm not an expert on the waterfall. However, I will try and solicit a couple more that could chime in here. But that's what we're going to be talking about, the waterfall, the PyMag sport bottle. Why are these so imperative in our day and age? And, you know, living in a culture where the bottled water industry is still several billion dollars annually. And what did Maureen Durkin share with us? That every year we produce, just in the U.S. alone, we produce enough water bottles that if you laid them end to end, you could circle the globe 140 times. I mean, that is ridiculous. And it's not that I'm, you know, this environmental whack job that wants to rid the world of water bottles. It's just, that's a waste. That's an absolute waste, and we have the solution with the Nikan's PyMag sport bottle and with the waterfall. So whether it's a $50 investment or a, you know, $300 or $375 investment, either way, we can make a difference. So we're going to talk about that next Saturday. And then 2 weeks from today, Dr. Ken Howiak is going to be with us. Ken, a quick bio so you can folks, I hope you understand the reason I tell you who's coming up, who's on tap in the future. My goal, my desire is that you would utilize that information to invite somebody to come with you. Call them up before you dial in the number and three-way them into the line so they can hear some of this incredible stuff. Dr. Ken Howiak is a licensed medical professional, doctor, with a specific emphasis on osteoporosis prevention. He's been teaching that. He's been living that for 28 years. And his passion has been, you know, literally gone into the bionic stage since his mom, a couple years ago now, actually passed away from the adverse reactions to osteoporosis. And he's written a couple different books about the subject. He was with us 2 weeks ago here in Portland and just did an amazing job. He was 19 years a foot and ankle surgeon, and he is a 100% diehard wellness consultant, promoter of the OsteoDense, the Bone Health Trio, and the results that he's seen personally are just absolutely phenomenal. So anyways, he's going to be with us 2 weeks from now, so I want to encourage you, if you know anybody that bone density is an issue, or they know, I mean, this is a huge, huge topic in our country, but he'll be with us 2 weeks from today. One other announcement that I want to make, and then I'm going to sign off and let you go. Actually, I'll open up the line if you guys got questions or whatnot. The feedback button in the lower right-hand corner on Nikan's website, or feedback@nikan.com. We need to continue using this. And if you've sent Nikan a feedback and said, you know, hey, how come I can't do this, or I want to do this, or hey, could we have this product? Use it more. If you sent an email about a subject or you've used that feedback button, okay, let it rest. But if you come up with an idea or something, you're navigating through the website and you're going, how do I do this, or this would really be cool if we had this. They are taking every single email seriously. And if you don't believe me, try it. See what happens. The response, what's the words I'm looking for? The level, the response of change and implementation of these ideas. I mean, we're the field. We're driving this company, literally. And they want to hear from us. There's no stupid ideas. There's no bad ideas. There's no bad concepts that are out there. And if you've got an idea, again, for a new solution, you know, magnetic toothpaste, you know, magnetic shampoo, I don't know. The sky's the limit. But put these things in writing. It's no different than, you know, our upcoming elections. If you don't vote, you don't have any right to complain. So if you're not using that feedback button, and don't tell me and say, hey, Vance, you're a President's Club member, you can get it to them. And No. They'll listen to every single idea. And if they get enough of the same idea, Nancy Cosman suggested this one this week. You know, we need larger sizes of the wraps. You know, we only go up to this size. We need larger because the girth of, you know, Americans is not getting any smaller. And that being said, how can we, you know, how can we shut them out? If we don't help them. I know that in our county alone, and I'm not picking on this demographic of people, but in our county alone of 734,000 people, there are 64 folks that are registered over 800 pounds. And I know that's a very startling, almost disgusting, if I could use that word, fact, but it's true. And so we need bigger wraps. And hopefully we can, you know, get people in the Nikan, get them on the body balance, start making a healthier choices. So anyways, if you've got ideas, use the feedback button, feedback@nikan.com, if you can't find the button or whatever. But get those ideas going to Nikan. So anyhow, that's all I got for announcements. If there's any questions, comments, the line is open. Yes. Hello.
We're in Idaho, I guess, from you.
Okay.
I have a suggestion or a request for a future call.
I'm listening.
Yeah. If I have people that talk about the use of magnets, and it's like, oh, well, you know, you don't want to use magnets because you want to be in touch with the natural magnetics, the natural earth, not magnetics. And I want to be able to say, hey, our magnetics, our sleep system replicates earth, but I'm not an expert, and they won't listen to me.
So you, what's your request? And tell me your first name again.
Terry.
Terry.
Yeah,
and Idaho is, you know, one state over from us. But what you're wanting is someone like Roger Drummer, who is an expert in how the body works and the magnetic field of the earth, to say, well, hey, you're right. We do need the natural magnetic field of the earth. So what I would recommend, and I'm saying this because he said it this exact same way 2 weeks ago, is every single human being on the planet needs to, every single day, take their shoes and socks off, go outside, and stand on the ground. Not on the concrete, not on the pavement, not on the sidewalk, but actually in the grass, on the ground, in the dirt, in the soil. And if you're in Idaho right now, you probably can't do that in February. I mean,
not
you
as
can.
But it's a little chilly, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little chilly. Okay. And it's a little damp at 45 degrees here in the Pacific Northwest. It's a little bit, you know, inconvenient to do that. However, the point being made is that if we can't do that, and this is where Roger chimed in and said, what would the potential be of having a magnetic shoe insole in your shoes, slippers, socks, every day, all day long? What would that do for the body? And he referenced a actual slide, and I've got Curtis Bennett on my hit list, and he'll probably address that they tested with, I want to say it was radioactive waves that were flowing over the Earth's atmosphere. And a person that's standing on the ground, direct contact with the soil, those radioactive waves went right over them. It passed right over them. But those who did not, there was a barrier in between that, whether it was concrete, steel, wood, whatever, those waves went right on through. And that kind of reference, and again, I'm not doing it justice because I don't know where the reference was, where the study was done, where this testing, I don't know any of that. But it validates what we have with the MagStep or the MagStripe. And the same thing, Terry, with the sleep system. when you're on that all night long, well, you're going to get those natural benefits. Do we have the expertise or the letters behind our name to validate that this stuff works? No, but we have 35 plus years, 37 now, and you heard how Jim said, you know, touring that research lab at NECAN's headquarters, that sold him. That was proof enough. And there are, Terry, I would suggest if this is somebody that you're really, really trying to help, that you are attempting to convince them, you've got a couple options. You can kill them with kindness. And to quote my, you know, former mother-in-law, who used to say that all the time, you can attract a lot more flies with a knife full of, you know, honey than you can, you know, or a fly swatter. Bottom line is, if we can show them the experience of a rollout, a really fun, positive energy test, what it does for them. And if that doesn't work, maybe suggest that they go buy a bunch of the research that's already been done. There are literally dozens upon dozens of fantastic books out there on the subject of magnetism and the impact on the earth and what it does for the body. And Terry, if you want to pop me an email, and if you don't have it, I thought I sent it out, but maybe I didn't. But Maureen Durkin has a fantastic article that she found, and it's called Magnetism. Why Good Health Begins with Magnetics, or something like
There's
that.
There's the female cardinal.
Okay, if you send me an email, Terry, I would be happy to send that to you. Because I thought I sent it out, but my email address is, if you don't have it,
vsrogers@aol.com.
Yeah, you've got it. Somebody's got it. Somebody else is saying it before I am, so somebody's got it. vsrogers995@aol.com. And I'd be happy to send that article to you and anybody else.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Okay, I got 6 minutes till the top of the hour, in which the African should be screaming her lungs out saying, Dada! 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 And that's my responsibility being Mr. Mom this weekend of the imports, because the eldest is with Mommy at a volleyball tournament. So 5 minutes and counting, then I'm hanging up.
Vance? I am 147.
Yes. Yeah, I'll take the female before the male.
Vance, this is Julie in Connecticut.
Good morning, Julie.
Things are great here. It's so sunny. We've had a wonderful winter after we got over October snow.
Well, fantastic.
Anyway, I like your idea of, you know, sending in the request, and I want to say what my idea is that I'll be sending in case others have it, so that they will get a lot of requests for it, and that is for the face products to be in a small travel pouch, because a lot of people don't want to spend $200 for their stuff, whereas they would buy a small set to try for a while, and then after they liked it for their travels, they could buy the bigger set. So
what you're talking about on the True Elements,
the True Elements, yes,
is sample sizes.
Yeah.
Do we not have those?
We have the little ones that are in the little, you know, in the little pouches, but those are, I'm talking about real sample sizes.
Right, and you don't want to go to the Container Store and transfer your exfoliating mask, which, by the way, as a little caveat, men and women, if you're listening to me right now, if you're not using that exfoliating mask once or twice a week, oh, good gravy, you are missing the boat, okay? And I know as a dude, as a guy, as a male, as a testosterone-producing, you know, being, I'm not supposed to talk about exfoliating mask skin care. Fully on that whole idea, because that stuff, I look forward to the once or twice. I mean, I could use it every day, but you don't have to. But I absolutely look forward to the days I get to use that, because you want to talk about maintaining the exterior of this body. You know, our skin is our body's largest organ. I mean, it is the filter to the world's pollutants and the environments that are out there. But that mask is absolutely fantastic. And I don't even know why I bought it or what the deal was, or maybe it was a gift, or maybe it was when we first introduced and I bought the whole set. But
I need to make a list for the grocery store.
Well, what's that? What about the grocery store? Anyway.
Yeah, I love that too, Vince, and my legs get really dry, so I use it on my legs too, and it's awesome.
That's a great idea. And
for face and legs.
Yeah. But I like your idea, and I will echo that too, Julie, that for those of you who use the True Elements and you do a bit of traveling or you're on the go, pop them an email. And the more emails they get on the same subject, they'll realize that, hey, this is a serious issue. Okay? And don't waste your time with the Long John suggestion, because they know that. We bring that up on the President's Club call at least monthly. It's one of those things that, it's... they know. they definitely know, so...
Dan, on a side note, hi, this is Kelly from Tahoe. Hey, I was getting ready for a presentation, wanted to have the little facial samples available. They no longer produce those, so really, the travel idea is super. And we should all act on it. The samples are no longer available.
Okay. Thank you for answering that question that I had asked, because that I know they had done that and provided those free if you bought a trio or a six-pack or whatever it was. They threw in the samples. But again, from a marketing standpoint, I'll tell you that if they don't have enough response from people, then it doesn't validate keeping that solution in the line. And did you notice what I just did there, folks? I did not use the word product. Niken does not sell product. They provide solutions after the awareness has been raised. And if we can change our vocabulary, you'll be amazed. And I'm not beating up on anybody that, still uses the word product, but they really don't. And when you watch the Healthy Child, Healthy World video, you see that we are that friend that has the solutions available. And, when Niken has a solution that nobody's tapping into, they won't keep it. That's just basic business 101. And so if you really, really like something, well, number one, get out there and market it. Get out there and raise the awareness so people will tap into that solution. So... And if you guys, if there's anything, or y'all, depending on what part of the country you're in, if there's anything that I can do for you, don't hesitate to call me. I am not that busy, and I don't like when people say, oh, I didn't want to call you because I think you're busy. Oh, I didn't want to leave a message because I'm sure you're so busy. That's why I got the voicemail. Phooey. Stop believing that hogwash, because it says, no, that ship doesn't sail. Call me, 503-695-5683. And if I can help with a three-way, if I can help with a solution idea, or if I can help point you in the right direction, or if it's a simple thing that's not time-sensitive, you want to pop me an email. Again, V.S. Rogers. That's Vance Stacy Rogers. V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, Rogers, 995@AOL.com. So... Well, you guys, y'all,
I'm going
hopefully
to.
This has been a great call, and I've got two little girls to go play with for the rest of the day, and entertain them and keep myself active and busy, so I'm going to sign off. So next week, again, invite somebody who wants to learn the inners and,
hello.
The wonderful benefits of the waterfall and the Pymag Sport Bottle. Get them to join us on the line. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Vance. Great
job.
Bless.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Vance.